If a student qualifies for free and reduced lunches at school, they likely qualify for this program. It starts with middle school students and helps them with additional financial aid options, up to free tuition, to get them ready to attend and to fund their post-secondary education. But according to Chris Lowry of the Indiana Commission on Higher Education, only half of the 40% overall who qualify pursue this program.
In my view, then, you know, about half of the kids are getting left behind because for various reasons they don't get enrolled.
This can be because they are not aware of the program or that higher education isn't a family priority because of other stressors.
We got to do a much better job of giving the information, but also keeping the pressure on, keeping costs low, having quality programs, having reasons, that students in Indiana should want to go to our post-secondary institutions.
Lowry says there are repercussions to not getting post-high school education.
In a nutshell, for students who qualify, they will have much better opportunities to have good and promising jobs, paying higher wages throughout their lives, the ability to translate that into benefits for themselves and their loved ones over the years. For the state, it gives us a more qualified workforce.
This means making Indiana more competitive for attracting industry, and not to mention, higher income individuals do pay more taxes. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Tim Jagalow.